Chapter 14. Work of the Southern Publishing Association. During the night of October 19, 1902, many scenes passed before me. I was in a room where a number were assembled in council. One of our brethren was presenting the idea that small, local presses were not needful and were run at great expense. He said that he thought that our bookmaking in America should be done by one publishing house at one place, thus saving expense. There was present one of authority, and after making some inquiries, he said, "These smaller printing offices can be managed in a way that will make them a help to the work of God, if sufficient attention is given to them. In the past, great lack of principle has been shown in the management of our bookwork, and the experience that resulted from this will be repeated unless men's hearts are thoroughly converted, thoroughly changed. Some have been converted, but the work that God desires to see done on hearts is not yet accomplished. Those who frame yokes for the necks of their fellow beings will, unless they repent, be brought to the place where they will understand how these yokes bind and gall the neck of the wearer. Let the Southern field have its own home-published books. Selected books from the Old and the New Testament can be published in separate volumes, with simple explanations and inexpensive illustrations. In addition to these, there can also be published some illustrated books suitable for children. These books will be a great help in the work in the South. The publication of these books can be done acceptably in the Nashville office. The work of this office is not to be limited to the publication of the Gospel Herald and a few children's books. Ere long, some of our larger books will be published there. But let not the workers try to embrace too much. The books especially designed for the Southern field are not to be pushed in the North unless there is a real demand for them. There is need of a better understanding of the work to be done for the workers in our institutions in the North and in the South. Let those in the Northern institutions lay aside their prejudices, and let those in the South humble their hearts before God. And then there will be a sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There is need in the Southern field of an office for the publication of the truth for this time. But the work of such an institution cannot be done with divided minds and divided interests. In order for the publishing house in Nashville to be a success, the workers must have a constant sense of the supervision of God, and they must consult together. If they are true Christians, they will be subject one to another. Let them wear the yoke of Christ, laboring together in love and unity. As they do this, the Lord will bless and strengthen them. Each worker is to be drawn to the other by the cords of Christ's love. There is no need of there being estrangement among them. All are embraced in Christ's prayer, that the disciples might be one with him as he is one with the Father.